How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. It is Sunday, January 25, 2015, here on Wrestling Observer Live. And what does that mean, everybody? Well, today is the day that the road to WrestleMania officially begins. It is the WWE Royal Rumble pay-per-view. And Mike Sempervive are here. Mike Sempervive and I are here. Not high. We're here.
We are here.
We are here. We're not high. But it has been high times this past week. 9 straight days of Wrestling Observer Live here on Sports Byline USA. We started last Saturday, and we are wrapping up the run today with a lead-in to the Royal Rumble pay-per-view, which kicks off, of course, at 5 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 8 Eastern, on the WWE Network. And for the next 2 hours, we are going to be previewing all of the matches on this show, the Royal Rumble itself, all of the competitors that we know thus far, maybe some surprises, and more. And I was on Twitter moments before this show started, and I was previewing this program and letting people know how they could listen, and I was dismayed to see a couple of people here note that they're going to be avoiding Wrestling Observer Live today, Mike, because they don't want spoilers. And I thought that was funny because if you've been following WWE for any length of time, maybe you're going to get spoilers here on this show today, but I have no idea what's going to happen. I can give you all of the betting odds right now, but that doesn't mean that any of that is going to happen. And in fact, we'll probably have somewhat of a better idea right before the Royal Rumble goes on the air, but maybe not. These things change quickly. There are 3 scripts out right now, or I know for sure 2 scripts, and I think there are 3 possible finishes for the Royal Rumble. And we have a lot of different things that have come up over the last couple of days, including the fact that The Rock is in town. And this is not exactly a spoiler because The Rock has made this clear on his own Twitter and Instagram. So he wants people to know that he's going to be at the Rumble tonight. What is he going to do? I have absolutely no idea. But we're going to speculate about it tonight here on the program. So stick around, everybody. We'll also be taking your phone calls at 855-478-4478. Back in a moment, Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervive, also of WrestlingObserver.com, here for the next 2 hours today to talk the WWE 2015 Royal Rumble. A lot of stuff going on. There's already what appears to be a little bit of smart money that has come in on the Royal Rumble. We'll talk about some of the betting odds. And keep in mind, the card is always subject to change. And there have been incidents in the past where people within the company thought they knew the script for the show, and then shortly before the show began, they got a new script. So anything is possible here at the Royal Rumble this year, Mike. And one thing I wanted to mention before we get into the Rumble is that something that may have quite an impact on WWE that has nothing to do with storylines is a huge potential blizzard that it's on its way to Hartford and Boston, I believe. And they may be blanketed in up to 2 feet of snow. And we have just gotten word that the company is hoping that the planned shows in, Boston and Philadelphia, if I recall correctly, are going to be, Hartford. Raw is in Hartford, and then SmackDown is in Boston. Is that correct?
I believe it is, yes.
All right. So the plan, the hope, is that they can still make it to both of those cities. But if it turns out that the storm is such that they are unable to get in, then they will likely be doing Raw from Philadelphia tomorrow. So for those of you that are listening on at home and just planning to watch Raw, one way or the other, you're going to get your Raw show tomorrow. But for those of you planning to go live, it is possible, depending on the weather, that your show may be postponed.
Yeah, same thing comes with SmackDown, too, because it's going to start affecting them tomorrow. And I guess it's just going to get worse as we roll into Tuesday. And I guess if Raw happens in Hartford, but they can't get to Boston, they're just going to go ahead and possibly run a second night in Hartford or try to figure something out that way, as they're going to just get, I guess, waylaid with snow and freezing rain up there.
I don't want to make anybody feel bad or anything like that. I probably shouldn't even say this, but it was 62 degrees and sunny in Seattle today.
Yeah, you guys are having like record temperatures out in the Pacific Northwest.
It's crazy. This has been like the best winter we've ever had. I hate snow, and we've had none of it this year, and the weather is beautiful. I don't know what's going on. It may not be good.
Because a lot of people go, you know, living at the beach in the mid-Atlantic where I do, it's like you got to fear hurricanes. It's like, no, hurricanes are usually never an issue where I am. The biggest thing are these nor'easters that come blowing through between October and February and can cause just incredible amounts of pain and damage and the nonstop wind. And it is a terrible cold mess.
We were talking during the commercial break about this this 3 minutes to midnight that we the atomic clock or the doomsday clock is set at right now, and maybe all of this great weather in Seattle is going to move us 2 minutes to midnight, all of these climate changes here. I guess we'll see, but we got to talk about the Royal Rumble here, Mike, and a lot of stuff going on, and I guess the biggest news that just came out yesterday, thanks to The Rock's own Twitter and his Instagram, apparently, is that he is in Philadelphia. And it looks like he is going to be part of the pay-per-view tonight.
Oh, you think that's the biggest news? I had to try to call my bookie and get my money back, because do you know how much money I put on Justin Gabriel to win the Rumble this year?
I can only imagine.
Significant amount. Now, that's all gone because he is gone. But in his place, apparently The Rock has shown up in Philadelphia. Did not make any bones about that fact. Put it up for everyone to see. He is here. Now it's just a matter of what role will he play and how this will affect things going forward into WrestleMania.
Now listen, everybody, nothing we're going to talk about on this show today is a guaranteed spoiler. I have no idea what's going to happen. And in fact, if you look at the odds right now for the Royal Rumble, and some money has come in of late, so there are people that believe this is the finishes of the show, the finishes of the main matches. That does not mean that they are. This is just the latest money coming in. The predicted winner, based on the odds, to retain the WWE title is Brock Lesnar. And the smart money that is coming in on the Royal Rumble winner is Roman Reigns. Now, Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns has been the expected main event of WrestleMania for a long, long time now. But that raises a lot of interesting questions. First off, I need somebody to alert me if the WWE title match odds include whether or not Seth Rollins is going to cash in. Because if that is the case, or if that is not the case, whoever is the winner of the three-way, it makes no difference because there is still a briefcase in play. So Brock Lesnar could win the three-way, but then Seth Rollins could cash in, and all of a sudden Seth is the champion heading into WrestleMania. Roman Reigns, everybody's expecting him to win the Rumble, but you can make a last-minute call with five guys in the ring that only two guys know about. There are a million ways this could go. And my big question is, if you are going to do Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns for the WrestleMania main event, where does Rock fit into all of this?
It's a good question, you know, because I had been kind of feeling if the direction I would go would be John Cena and Rusev, and The Rock could play a part in that. And initially, when I first heard The Rock showing up in Philadelphia, it's like, well, okay, maybe he can have some sort of play on Rusev where Rusev's not tossed over by another guy, or you have an excuse for Rusev to be tossed over by another guy because The Rock is there. As the night went on, and you know, I had a chance to listen to Dave this morning on the website, I started to wonder whether Rock is going to be involved in a match. And if he is involved in a match, I remember eons ago it was talked about the possibility of he and Roman Reigns could be one of the things. Could it be he and Brock Lesnar? Who knows? And now, you know, I went from not even thinking he would be in the Royal Rumble match to the possibility that he would be with so many slots open, and everything is just wide open right now.
By the way, the main story right now on WWE.com, for those of you concerned about spoilers, is in fact that The Rock is in Philadelphia. So this is no surprise whatsoever. My question is, if Rock was going to be at the Royal Rumble, why did they not announce this on Raw last week?
That's a good question.
It's not even like it's a surprise right now. They're advertising it. So why didn't you advertise it on Raw when you have 4.5 million people watching?
Because they didn't know till Wednesday?
I'm pretty sure. I would hope they knew before Wednesday.
Hey, look how they hyped up the whole Rumble anyway. Yeah, I don't understand it. I don't, that makes no sense if they knew in advance he was going to be there, unless it was trying, and it would be ass backwards in their case. They don't need to do this, but it would be some sort of guerrilla marketing sort of thing of, you never know what can happen. Oh my God, look who just pulled into town sort of deal.
I'm looking at the betting odds here in the UK, and it's actually hilarious. They've got the Royal Rumble winner betting odds. And right now, the odds-on favorite is Roman Reigns. Now, before anybody freaks out that they're getting some sort of spoiler, I should note that also in this list of potential names that could win the Royal Rumble is Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Really?
Who is a... I guess they are saying he has a better chance of winning than Jack Swagger, Mizdow, Kofi, Connor, Victor. The list goes on and on.
They wouldn't be lying.
Goldberg is listed here in the betting odds as a potential winner of the Rumble, as is The Bunny. And apparently the most distant favorites are Shawn Michaels, who I would bet you good money is not in the Royal Rumble at all, and Diamond Dallas Page, who actually may even be in the Royal Rumble. Steve Austin apparently has a better chance of winning than Diamond Dallas Page, and DDP is in the Rumble, I think, and Stone Cold Steve Austin is not.
Now, just for my own amusement, are there any ECW, former ECW names listed on there?
Are you talking about a guy like Mark Henry, who was a former ECW champion?
No, I was thinking more going back to the original Philadelphia days and your Rob Van Dams and such.
I don't see any former... Well, Rob Van Dam is in here, and they're claiming he has a better chance of winning than Stardust.
Is Mikey Wimpreck in there?
I don't see Mikey Wimpreck, but there was somebody else that I wanted to mention that was kind of funny. But anyway, that's the odds-on favorite here for the Rumble. And by the way, they are saying that the man who is the second most likely person to win the Rumble. Take a guess.
Daniel Bryan.
You're incorrect. That's number three. Who is number two?
Let me ponder this during the break.
All right. I'm going to tell you right now, and then you can ponder why when we come back. The Rock, who I don't even think is in the Royal Rumble, but maybe he is. We'll talk about this after the break. Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. That's right, everybody. The phone lines are open, 855-478-4478. We're here for 2 hours leading into the Royal Rumble pay-per-view. We'll be turning on the WWE Network here in a little while, but if you want to give us a call, that is the phone number. And Mike, I'm up here on the front page of WWE.com, and we've got a story here about The Rock tweeting from the site of the Royal Rumble. It says, as The Rock revealed on social media, the Great One is in Philadelphia, home of the 2015 Royal Rumble, is the People's Champion, headed for the Rumble for a return live tonight. Is that proper English, by the way? Is the People's Champion? The People's Champion. I guess that's right. But the point of this is that this is the top story on WWE.com. The secondary story is how you can actually watch the WWE Royal Rumble, which, of course, is on the WWE Network for just $9.99. And then a little further down on the page is a very important story asking us to tune in to Total Divas tonight at 9 Eastern. In other words, in the middle of the Royal Rumble, they want us to tune in to Total Divas. I guess, well, they have to do it, but it's wacky.
Alt programming, I guess, you know, to try to get everybody in there.
For all those people that need to watch the Divas but don't care enough to watch the Rumble for just $9.99.
I'm assuming that's girlfriends and such, where it's just like maybe they're forced to watch the Rumble at the beginning. They're stuck there for an hour watching it, and they just have to get away. But they feel a little bit of something about WWE after watching that first hour of the Rumble, and they need to know what happens with the girls.
Maybe they could do something where they would announce that the three-way is going on first, and they'll put all of the boring matches in the middle, and so you can tune into Total Divas, and when that's over, you can come back right in time for the Rumble match.
Do you think that would help?
Doubtful. Let's go to the phones. You are on the air. Who is this, and where are you calling from?
This is Ryan from Cumberland, Maryland.
Ryan, what was that noise? What's happening over there?
I think I got a bad phone connection. Maybe I'll try calling you back.
Yeah, why don't you try calling me back? I think your phone might be being tapped, perhaps by Brian Ladd.
But maybe he had one of those things that you had when you went ghost hunting on Friday night.
It's possible he was calling me on a Mel meter. I'm not sure. All right, also on this Royal Rumble card, we do have the three-way for the title, and this is obviously interesting because there are a lot of different ways that this particular match can go. You could have any of the participants win the match, or you could have any of the participants win the match, and then Seth Rollins cashes in. My thought had always been that Seth was going to be beaten by either Cena or Lesnar, and then Lesnar would destroy Cena, perhaps, and then Seth would cash in, or vice versa, or something like that. So Seth would both win and lose on the same show and become champion, which is about the pinnacle of even Steven booking. But it is looking like, for whatever reason, maybe because Vince is sticking to his guns, that Brock may be leaving as the champion. What do you think is going to happen?
Ken, now that everything is so thrown into the mix, you know what? I'm just going to go. I know we're not going to get Rock and Rusev, but I still think we could get Cena and Rusev. Actually, I'm pretty damn sure we'll get Cena and Rusev, no matter what other ancillary parts there are. I will still go, even though I'm probably insane, with Daniel Bryan winning the Rumble and Brock Lesnar coming out of that match as the champion. And we get Brock and Daniel Bryan at WrestleMania. I know I'm insane. I know the odds are against me. I'm going to stick to my guns anyway.
You better not complain about it afterwards.
I'm not putting any money on it, I can tell you that.
All right. To the phones, you're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Sammy from New Jersey.
What's up, Sammy?
How are you holding up after 9 days?
I'm doing great. I do 9 days every day. I don't know what that means, but I do it.
That was my first time calling, thankfully, for everyone else. But, Rock's not winning tonight, because if he wins and faces Lesnar, then everyone's going to expect both of them, Seth Rollins to cash in on either one of them, to probably be Brock, because no one expects either one of them after Mania. So there's no way, unless they don't think about that Rock is winning. And I don't know, part of me feels like I expect to be let down on the show, which is actually a good thing. If my expectations are lower, I'll enjoy it more. I don't know, I just have a feeling it's just going to be your standard WWE affair tonight, not your usual Royal Rumble.
I got something wacky for you.
All right.
What if Brock Lesnar comes out of this champion? Somehow, some way, The Rock wins the Royal Rumble. You need something fancy for your new pay-per-view Fastlane in February. So you have Seth Rollins put up his briefcase against Daniel Bryan. You have Daniel Bryan in whatever match he wins that match. You have him in whatever match he's going to be in at WrestleMania. You have Brock and you have The Rock going for the title. And then you have Daniel Bryan tap one of them out in the middle of the ring. I am still, no matter what, going to figure out a way that Daniel Bryan leaves WrestleMania the heavyweight champion.
Dude, if there's going to be Brock Lesnar versus Daniel Bryan, it's got to be a match. You can't just have Brock fight somebody else and then Bryan just cashes in on the guy. That's no fun. I want to see a match.
Yeah, but it'll be, you could have, I don't know. That's true.
Okay, here's something for everybody to think about. I don't really think that Rock is winning. I don't even think Rock is in the Royal Rumble. Maybe he is. I don't know. But I don't think he is. But think about
people
this.
People will boo Daniel Bryan like they booed Rey Mysterio last year, expecting The Rock to be there.
Okay, think about this. Before Rock tore his ab, they were setting up a one-year-long storyline that would lead to Rock versus Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania. Rock, unfortunately, got hurt, and that match was out the window. So, you know Rock wants to wrestle Brock Lesnar. You know Brock Lesnar wants to wrestle The Rock. You know WWE wants to do a Rock versus Brock Lesnar match. And you know that it is very likely that this is probably Brock's last match for the time being before he goes to wherever he's going to go. So, knowing all that, if you have The Rock, you think that they're going to not do Brock Lesnar versus The Rock in favor of doing Brock Lesnar versus Daniel Bryan? I love Daniel Bryan, but this sounds preposterous.
I don't think they're going to go for that match. I just think Brock's not going to be champion.
That's possible as well.
That's the most likely scenario.
Or maybe Rock has agreed to be in for more than one date, and Rock can win the title from Brock Lesnar, and then Rock can put over Roman Reigns for the title a little bit later on.
It's possible. I just feel like The Rock is too busy for that. But I think the idea is that the expectation from the fans is going to be Goldberg Lesnar too, because everyone's going to expect them both to be leaving, so they know Rollins is just going to walk out champion. That's the fear of them facing each other for the title.
That's been my thing, actually, with Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar. And again, Roman Reigns is getting cheered, but you do have different types of crowds that show up for WrestleMania and such. And you know, I'm not saying that Reigns Lesnar would go bad or anything like that, but I think if put in the main event position, you know, because it's the title match above Sting, even though obviously you can say Sting and Triple H is the thing that's really, you know, selling the show and the whole nine yards there, I don't think it's really beneficial to Reigns the title or the company if there is some sort of thing where people are kind of crapping on it in the same way they did with Lesnar and Goldberg, because Lesnar's out the door and Roman Reigns isn't at that top, you know, again, as far as the acceptance level, it doesn't really seem to be there.
Well, Dave, when I did the show with Dave last night for subscribers, by the way, at WrestlingObserver.com, we were going over all of the options, and he made the point that as much as we're expecting the people to turn on Roman Reigns, He really has not been booed anywhere. He doesn't get booed at the house shows. He doesn't get booed at Raw. Maybe very, very slight boos. But nobody has turned on him yet. And he's right. But at the same time, remember when Fandango was one of the biggest stars in the company for 2 days? He was not cheered before, and he was not cheered after. Because
well, until they went to Europe.
It is a completely different audience that goes to WrestleMania. And if that is the audience that is like you, Mike, and they want Daniel Bryan in that spot, and Daniel Bryan isn't in there, well, I can see them very, very badly turning on Roman Reigns, which is why one of the possibilities that I came up with that I don't think is out of the question is the idea of having John Cena win the WWE title, and you do John Cena versus Roman Reigns at WrestleMania, because in front of that audience, the one guy that Roman Reigns can probably wrestle where you're pretty much guaranteed they're going to boo the other guy is John Cena.
That's, yeah, that is true. Again, lots of things. Then you're still left there with Rollins holding that suitcase in his hand.
Well, maybe he cashes in after that match.
And I don't know. In that case, do you really send people home happy? Obviously, they love the happy,
yeah, you
shiny...
want to make this guy a star? You have Rollins cash in after a full year and Reigns immediately spears and kills him.
Would it be as much about making him a star as sending the people home happy, quote-unquote? You know, what's more important to them?
I don't know.
Yeah, on Raw the next night, you could absolutely do that. And probably because even if Reigns is getting cheered because of the crowd that you mentioned, even if Reigns is getting cheered against Cena, the next night, the attitude of that crowd could be what it is. And Rollins coming from behind and waffling Reigns with the briefcase, you could do that. And that would probably get a great reaction there. It's just now Reigns has got a 1 day title reign, even though he can feud with him throughout the summer. That's still kind of a wacky way to do it.
Okay, how about this? You do John Cena as the champion against Roman Reigns for WrestleMania. Brock faces The Rock in a non-title match because there's no title on the line. And to handle the briefcase, and this idea, by the way, as I say this, I know it's not going to work in Philadelphia, but it's my idea anyway. You have John Cena win the title, and maybe he pins Seth Rollins, and Brock is infuriated because he wasn't pinned to lose the title, and so he destroys John Cena. And then Seth Rollins goes to cash in, and who should run out and RKO him to death but Randy Orton? John Cena pins Seth Rollins to retain the title, and now you have the setup for Rollins versus Orton, which you were going to do anyway.
This is true.
And maybe it would work, even though somebody is preventing Rollins from beating Cena for the title. Randy Orton has been gone long enough, and it would be a big enough surprise that maybe that one would work.
And I guess in that case, then you really know the Royal Rumble will be last, because it seems as though Orton is definitely going to be in there. So you'd have the title match and then setting up the Rumble and then setting up what comes after.
All right, everybody, we're going to head to the break. If you are waiting on hold, stand by. We'll pick you up after the break, as well as take more phone calls. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com, here every Saturday and Sunday. Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern. Sundays at 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio Sports Zone, the American Forces Network. And, of course, a big shout-out to everybody listening on the American Forces Network, the cable radio network. Streaming live worldwide on the internet at WrestlingObserver.com, SportsByline.com, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, iTunes, the list goes on and on. It is the most listened to pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. And of course, for the latest news and information in pro wrestling and mixed martial arts, you can always head to WrestlingObserver.com, daily radio shows. If you enjoyed the 9 straight days of Observer Live, guess what? I go 7 days a week, every single week, 2 shows a day. So that's about 14 to 15 shows every single week, since most Sundays I do 3 shows, and we have over 6,000 shows in the archives right now. If you're a subscriber to WrestlingObserver.com, not only do you get all of the new shows, but you get full access to the archives, you get full access to the Wrestling Observer newsletter, Figure 4 Weekly, the list goes on, and that's all available. And in fact, tonight, after the Royal Rumble, myself and Dave are going to be up on Wrestling Observer Radio talking about the Rumble and WrestleMania. I'll be up with Vinny later on and maybe a special guest talking the Royal Rumble. That's 2 more shows tonight on one of the biggest weeks of the year, and you can only hear it as a subscriber to WrestlingObserver.com. I also wrote an article in this week's Figure Four Weekly, which of course is available for subscribers as well, about why it's so easy to zone out of WWE matches. And we've got a lot of great feedback about that article and the newsletter, so check that out. You can also get the Wrestling Observer Newsletter Awards issue if you sign up to the website today, plus all of the archives. There is no better website in the world if you're a pro wrestling or mixed martial arts fan. It is the number one website of its type, so sign up today. Do not miss out on the fun tonight as we return after the Royal Rumble with more wrestling audio. To the phones, you are on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
This is Ryan from Cumberland, Maryland.
Ryan, you made it through and you've been on hold for 15 minutes, so we know your phone works this time.
I was going in and out, so hopefully it stays for a minute or two.
I hope so. What's on your mind?
Okay, I got a very bizarre email before you went on the air. It's about pro wrestling. You'll never guess who sent this email.
Please tell me it was Brian Ladd.
It was.
He sent you an email about pro wrestling?
Well, it's based on interpretation. It's sort of like the SmackDown commercial where the psychiatrist shows you the picture.
Sure.
Sure, I've had to interpret it.
So he sent you a Rorschach inkblot, is what you're telling me.
Something like that.
All right. Well, tell me about it.
I think it's about Chris Benoit by examining these pictures. It's actually the same pictures that he sent Friday, but he blew them up for me so I could see them a lot better.
So you're telling me he sent you the same pictures twice?
Right, but this time, I guess he felt bad that the quality was bad the last time he sent them to me, so he sent them in like a bigger format to me.
I see, so you could pick out more details.
Right.
And what did you pick out of these pictures, Ryan?
Well, the one I found most interesting is she is HM. I think you know where I'm getting at with this.
Say that again.
She is HM.
She is HM.
Right.
I have no idea where you're going with this, Ryan. Help me out.
Okay. Those are the initials of Holly McFay, the person that found the bodies of Chris Benoit.
I see. What else was in these
above
pictures?
Above that is like a prop that looks like something the Ministry of Darkness would use, whatever that means. What I can do is send you
What does that mean, Ryan? You're telling me. What does that mean, a symbol that the Ministry of Darkness would use?
It's like a cross, but it looks sort of like a satanic cross, and there's something above it. It looks like a building or a tombstone.
So, a symbol.
Right. What I can do is I can email you these pictures so you can interpret them yourself. Maybe you can talk about them on the show.
Please, Ryan, email those to me, and I'm going to check them out, and I'm going to see if I can have any other interpretations for what Brian Ladd has drawn.
And I can tell you something else. I think that the dark church that's also included in his other picture is related to these Chris Benoit murders.
That could be. Well, listen, Brian at WrestlingObserver.com, I want to thank you very much for the call, Ryan. That is the email address, so please forward those on to me, and I'll see what kind of conclusions that I can draw, so to speak. To the phones, you are on the air. Who is this, and where are you calling from?
Hey, Brian and Mike. This is Dan from Dallas, Texas. How are you guys?
I'm shaken, but all right.
Oh, okay. I'd like to go a little bit off the beaten path because, you know.
More?
We need to talk about the Royal Rumble. Yeah, I want to talk about episode 3 of New Japan on Access TV.
Okay.
Finally saw it. And so, first off, of course, the big old hype you and Dave Meltzer did, you know, the show was good. I really liked it. I haven't watched much New Japan since because my first experience was from the January 4th show. But ever since that show and these specials on Access, I've become a huge fan of the referee Red Shoes. I mean...
Oh, he's a great referee.
Like, for example, on episode 3, of course, you've seen the match, and like during the STF spot, like the Vesu's were putting his hand to the ear because he couldn't hear if Tanahashi was saying "I give up" because their building was going so loud. So it was like you see him like doing the Hulk Hogan ears and like, oh, it was great. I can't believe this man.
I love when Okada hit the Rainmaker and then collapsed, and the referee was begging him to just make the cover.
The guy's great. guys, like, we got, like, here in North America, we love, you know, Charles Robson or you know, Todd Sinclair. But this man, this guy's another level. So, but I do want to say one thing, because I actually have seen that match before. And, like, so they didn't put, like, I think the most famous interview on the post-match was when Tanahashi, like in the episode, you see Tanahashi asking the camera people, like, give me time. But, like, never showed his, like, interview, because I remember that was the interview where he fell in the press conference and, like, pretty much said he'll never go for a title again. So, not too bad he didn't get that one on there. So.
Well,
it was a good episode.
Mike, what can you tell us about Red Shoes here?
Red Shoes Uno, I can tell you more about the story of the shoes. I mean, obviously, New Japan's had some great officials, him, Tiger Hattori, who kind of works more in kind of a management liaison capacity. I know he splits time between Japan and New York, but the Red Shoes thing came in because of Johnny Red Shoes Dugan in the 70s, who was a really famous referee that refereed in Los Angeles and, you know, was on that show that ended up getting kind of, it was played in New York on the, what was Univision, the Spanish International Network, but that's where the gimmick came from. As far as him as a referee, you know, outside of, you know, him just being one of those guys who's always been there and who, you know, again, he's very good because he's never stood out or anything like that as far as being, you know, a guy like, I know, Brian, you can't stand Nick Patrick after seeing him a little bit in WCW in the 90s. But, you know, he's just kind of always been a fixture there. And the Red Shoes thing actually comes from Johnny Dugan.
That's right. Red Shoes Dugan, in fact. All right, let's go to the phones. You are on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hey, Brian, it's Chris in Las Vegas.
What's going on, Chris? What are the odds makers in Vegas saying about this Royal Rumble?
Well, actually, my friends and I actually got a bunch of people coming over, and we enabled the board 1 through 30, and we're going to take $1 on each number, not knowing who's what number, and that's how we're betting today.
Really? I want to mention, by the way, before we go to your call here, that I invited my buddy Dave Gray over for the Royal Rumble today. He's got a son who's, I think, 11, maybe 12 years old. He's into pro wrestling. Last time WWE came to town, I took them all there, and kid had a great time. And so I texted Dave, and I said, hey, why don't you come over for the Rumble? It's 5 o'clock tonight. You can bring the boy. And he said, all right, I'll text you Sunday, let you know. And he texted me, and he said, and I quote, he's not that interested. Kid's been run off. No longer interested in the WWE product anymore. And he was a big fan months ago, so I don't know. Not good.
As you know, I am a teacher, and this year I have no kids talking to me about wrestling. Last year, kids wanted to talk to me all about John Cena and whatnot. This year, I have not had one student mention that he likes wrestling.
No Roman Reigns fans?
No, nothing. Zip.
Do you ever see wrestling t-shirts at your school?
Yes.
Oh, you do?
I do see them. But then I'll ask, like, okay, so I saw a kid, he had a WWE folder, like, you know, for school.
A peachy, as we used to call them.
Who's your favorite? And I asked him, I said, hey, who's your favorite? And he goes, oh, I don't watch, somebody just gave it to me.
So he had no idea who this... Are you sure he wasn't just a fan and he was trying to pretend like he didn't know?
Because that's how cool wrestling is right now.
Yeah. You deny it. Like, I wore my WrestleMania beanie today, and if somebody would have asked me, I would have said, I don't know, someone just gave it to me.
Bought this DVD, and they gave it to me, and, you know.
Yeah, this DVD just found its way into my DVD player.
Got a bowl
it's not
of soup
mine.
With it.
Yeah, it came with the DVD player. I don't know. So who's, just tell us very quickly here, who's winning the Rumble, Chris?
I personally want Brian to win, but I had a question about pretend I am not trying to win Rita any extra spoilers. So if you have a drop on something, I don't want to know about it. But my thought process is if
number 15
wins, and they do
number 15, Chris.
No, don't do that. Stop it.
Okay, ask your question.
If Reigns does win and Reigns does turn heel, can WWE go, well, that's the response they booed. We turned them heel, it worked, or they're not worried about the go-away heat that it might happen?
I want to thank you very much for the call. Listen, a couple of weeks ago when Reigns was doing those terrible promos, I thought, okay, this guy's got to be turning heel, all right? But I was told at the time, no, Vince thinks these promos are great. The guy is a babyface. He's not turning. Reigns did do a promo a couple of days ago where he was somewhat, he wasn't the nicest guy in terms of what fans think about him. If that's the best way to put it.
Seemed perturbed.
He seemed perturbed at the fans.
Gotten to,
exactly. And once I saw that, it was kind of like, maybe this guy is turning heel. I mean, it's not the worst idea in the world. Give him a heel run first, then he turns babyface. I mean, sometimes when the fans aren't accepting of a guy, that's the easiest way to get him over is to just turn him heel.
Work for his Samoan brother, The Rock?
Yeah, something like that. I don't know. But it's possible. But I just feel that Vince is going to stick to his guns and push him as a top babyface. All right, let's go
I was waiting for more from Chris.
Now, Chris is gone. Let's go to the phones. You are on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from? You're not. Nope, you're gone too. Man, they all dropped like flies. I scared everybody with that awkward pause right there. Let's try it again. You are on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Rick from Connecticut.
Hey, Rick, turn your radio off. What's up?
Yep, just did. Firstly, when it comes to the weather situation up here, the weather up here is saying that it's supposed to start tomorrow night and then go through Tuesday. So Raw may be good. SmackDown, it doesn't seem likely if it's going to travel upward.
So what time tomorrow night is the snow starting?
I don't know specifically when the snow is starting, but all the weather reports that I've seen have said that it's supposed to start Monday night and go through into Tuesday morning.
Okay, because I remember the concern that I had heard was that it wasn't so much getting in, it was getting out.
Okay.
Actually, you know what? I want to thank you very much for the call. We got to head to a break, but we'll talk about this more when we come back. The issues, potentially, with Raw and SmackDown this week. Thank you very much for the call. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline, Broadcasting Network. We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Elber is here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are here every Saturday and Sunday, Saturday mornings, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. You know what that means? The Royal Rumble pre-show is about to begin, and we will be going off the air the moment the Royal Rumble starts. This is your Royal Rumble pre-show, and when we come back from the break, we're going to continue running down the card for the Royal Rumble and taking your phone calls as well at 855-478-4478. What are your predictions for the Royal Rumble? We've got a three-way in the main event with a briefcase, which adds a lot of different options. We've also got a 30-man Royal Rumble, and we have a wild card in the form of The Rock, who is going to be doing something at the pay-per-view tonight. I don't even know what that is. Maybe he'll be in the Royal Rumble. Maybe he won't. Maybe he'll make a challenge. Maybe he'll attack somebody. Who knows what's going to happen with The Rock? Maybe somebody will attack The Rock. A lot of different ways they could go for the Royal Rumble, and we're going to be talking about that all for the next hour here on the program. We have a number of guys announced so far for the Rumble, including Roman Reigns, Daniel Bryan, Rusev, Bad News Barrett, Bray Wyatt, Dean Ambrose, Gold and Stardust, Big Show, Kane, Miz and Mizdow, Truth and Ziggler, Ryback, Fandango, Luke Harper, Jimmy Uso, Jey Uso, Diego Fernando, and Bo Dallas. A good 99% of which have no chance of winning the Royal Rumble. But hopefully it's still going to be a very, very exciting show coming up here tonight. It is the beginning of the road to WrestleMania. And we're going to be talking about it for another hour here on the program after our top of the hour break. So stick around, everybody. We'll take your phone calls as well. 855-478-4478 after the top of the hour here on Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. How's it going, everybody? Brian Elber is here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here for the next hour talking pro wrestling and mixed martial arts. It is Sunday, January 25th. That means the Royal Rumble is kicking off in exactly 1 hour. The Royal Rumble pay-per-view, WWE's second biggest show of the year. Tonight at the Royal Rumble, we will find out who is the WWE World Heavyweight Champion heading into WrestleMania and who will be the challenger, who will win the Royal Rumble match. The phones have been ringing like crazy for a full hour now, and we're going to go to them after this first break here. We've been talking about all of the matches on the show and the odds, and the updated odds as of about an hour ago, I would say, and I would suspect these will be updated again in about 30 minutes when more smart money comes in, if any more is yet to come in. lot of swings, including Tyson Kidd, Cesaro, and Adam Rose in the opener in the dark match on the WWE Network.
No pun intended there.
That's right. Moving from underdogs to 20-1 favorites. Usos are 110-1 favorites over Miz and Mizdow. Bella's 20-1 favorites in their match. Ascension 200-1 favorites. Roman Reigns 20-1 to win the Rumble. Brock Lesnar 26-1 to win the WWE title. I have seen odds this long in the past, and that's when WWE normally changes one of the finishes or several of them. A lot of these matches, it doesn't matter. You know, the Ascension against Road Dogg and Billy Gunn, if I believe.
Yep.
They're scheduled to win right now, but you know what? They could lose on a DQ. It makes no difference, and they do a rematch on Raw. So a lot of these odds, it doesn't matter what they say. Things can change. And as noted, there are two Royal Rumble scripts, and there were three potential scripts for the main event. And that, by the way, was as of a week ago, before we even knew that Rock was going to be involved. There may be even more options now. So no spoilers. I have no idea what's going to happen. But we're going to talk about it here on the program today. Coming back after a break, taking your calls, Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com, the Royal Rumble pre-show. Fired up right now on the WWE Network. We're taking your phone calls, 855-478-4478. We are live here, 45 minutes or so away from the Royal Rumble kickoff. And let's go to the phones. You are on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hey, how's it going? This is Jordan in New York City.
What's up, Jordan?
Obviously, I want to talk about the Rumble, and I'm talking about Rumble Johnson, the Rumble tonight. A lot of people think that possibly The Rock is going to do something that might relate to Brock Lesnar, but nobody's talking about the program that he may have started earlier in the winter with Triple H. I was wondering what you guys thought about that possibility coming into WrestleMania this year, if maybe some kind of Vince McMahon edict is put out that Triple H will face The Rock, and you know Triple H could win his keep his power. Maybe he puts Sting as the guest referee, because I personally don't think Sting is going to be able to pull off a WrestleMania quality match, my own opinion. But what do you guys think about that?
Well, one thing that you mentioned that was very interesting was that storyline that they've been wanting to do for like 2 years now of control of the company, where Vince and Hunter have a feud. They're trying to decide who takes over control of the company, and they both choose a representative, and they have a match at WrestleMania. I don't know if that's what they're going to do with Sting. I don't even know if they're going to do that this year. They planned that like 2 years in a row, and it never happened. And I'd heard rumblings about it a couple of weeks ago as potentially doing it again this year. And ironically enough, the idea was that Vince McMahon's handpicked guy to defend the company was going to be Daniel Bryan, of all people. So I don't think that's still on the table. Maybe it is. Maybe there's going to be a big surprise tonight, and I just spoiled it for everybody. I don't think so. But I was told that I don't think they're doing Rock versus Hunter this year. When they shot that angle on SmackDown, they made it pretty open-ended. They talked about how maybe it'll be this year, maybe it'll be next year. Maybe that's the match they want to do for that for the former Cowboys Stadium, 100,000 people there. I think that they've spent so much time and energy since Survivor Series building up Hunter versus Sting that I think it would be kind of goofy, actually, to just switch it right over to The Rock right now. I guess you could, like you said, put Sting in the ring as a guest referee, but I think Sting's got one more match in him. I know that Hunter and Sting probably could have a fine match together, and I would suspect that's the way they're going to go. Mike, what do you think?
I kind of believe the same thing. I think with all of this time to build up for it, and he's only going to do one, I think you can do Sting and Triple H, and as long as it's not Scott Steiner, I mean, Triple H can carry somebody through. Even if Sting is a little bit slowed or something like that, I have that much confidence in Triple H to do the one-off thing and to make it work. And I'm kind of in the same boat as far as I think if you're going to do something in front of 100,000 people and you have the chance for The Rock to come back next year, I can see Triple H really wanting to sink his claws into The Rock to basically be the main event, depending on what happens, to basically be the main event in perception on that Dallas WrestleMania show.
Should add, by the way, that they just announced Booker T is about to interview Shawn Michaels on the network, so maybe the UK bookers are right and Shawn Michaels is in the Royal Rumble.
in duck boots.
Could be. He needs really heavy boots. It would make it difficult to lift him and throw him out of the ring.
That's true. Maybe it's all that Gore-Tex camping gear that he wears, or hunting gear that he wears. Maybe that's maybe guys can slip off of him or something like that. And I'd like to say this, because NBC loves to do a lot of crossover things and have a lot of synergy between all of its brands. I have a feeling that Jim Cantore, I would assume at least, will be sent to the Northeast if he's not already there now, for the Weather Channel, which means why not have Jim Cantore show up at Raw tomorrow?
Oh, this poor guy that's always being put in the worst weather imaginable?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I like that guy. To the phones, you are on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Tyler from Chicago.
Tyler, what's up? I was hoping you were Ed. I was going to make a Cantore joke in relation to me taking calls, but go ahead.
Unfortunately, I am not Ed. I'm sorry to disappoint.
I would say fortunately, not unfortunately.
I have a question. Which match do you think is going to go on last, the title match or the Royal Rumble? And do you think that'll affect the outcome of either of the matches?
I've been thinking about this for a long time. As of right now, I don't know. Maybe I can find out, actually. But to me, it's all going to depend on what their happy ending is going to be with each match. If Brock Lesnar is actually going to retain the title and Roman Reigns is going to win the Royal Rumble, I think the Rumble is going to go on last. I think if maybe, I don't know who it would be. If you put somebody over in the Rumble and John Cena ends up leaving with the championship and Seth maybe tries and fails to cash in because Orton stops him or whatever, I think the title match would go on last. So I don't know. I think it all depends on the finish. There's so many different ways to go that I can't even predict without knowing what they're going to do.
And I'm kind of one of those people. I think the Rumble should go on last unless it may be. Somebody might say, it's tipping your hand or something like that. I don't think unless you're going to have a cash-in, you're going to have some sort of wackiness happen after the title match. That's the only way I put that one on last, I think.
Yeah, but you know what? Think about this, everybody. If you have Roman Reigns win the Royal Rumble, then you still have a lot of intrigue going into that main event because a lot of people, probably not the casual WWE fans, but a lot of insiders are expecting it to be Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns. But you also know that Cena's the top guy. Cena's the guy who's stepping aside for Roman Reigns, apparently, here. And so he'd be a good guy to put him over for the title. And you also have Seth Rollins, a former member of The Shield. And people could think, oh, my God, maybe it's going to be Seth versus Roman. Shield versus Shield battle. You still have intrigue if Roman wins and you have the main event go on last, the triple threat match.
And with the entire authority with Rollins, too, if you're going to do that leading into WrestleMania, that, again, it makes it a little bit easier for Roman Reigns to be nice and shiny kind of going in and out of that deal.
Anything else, caller?
No, that's all. Thanks for all your hard work this week.
Yeah, thanks so much for the call. I really appreciate it. To the phones, you are on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Yes, this is Josh from Mississippi and Phoenix from the Figure 4W board.
Phoenix, what's going on?
First off, I just want to tell everybody listening that Brian is right, and this is not a paid endorsement, but if you haven't subscribed to the website, please do, because I have been a subscriber for over a year, and I still have found hidden gems after doing nothing but being on the website day in and day out. So it definitely is worth your money for $10.99 or $9.99, depending on where you're at each month.
Hidden gems. I'm going to steal that from my promo. Thank you very much. What's on your mind?
Well, I have a couple things. First, I think the Justin Gabriel quitting has not been like a sudden quit, because if you've noticed, Justin Gabriel has been phased out over the past few tapings of NXT, and the Bunny has been phased out. So I think possibly there has been some sort of problem with Justin Gabriel in the last few months, and this firing may not be so much of a shock to WWE as it is to everybody else outside of the company.
Well, I know this. I know that I didn't know this was going to happen. I didn't hear about it until everybody else did yesterday when Dave put it up on the Observer site. But after the story, what happened was Dave emailed me first and asked if I'd heard the story. And I had not, but I said, I'll ask around. And so in asking around, I did hear from people who knew prior to this that this was a possibility. I don't know how long he'd been considering it, but I do know that he talked to people about it. So it's not like just all of a sudden this weekend he quits. This had been known for a little while, But who, what, when, where, why, how the bunny ties into this. I mean, they could put anybody in the bunny costume. So he very easily, a bunny could be in the Rumble tonight, obviously not Justin Gabriel. But yes, everybody, he quit. He's done.
The next thing I want to say is I think there's a possibility that Roman Reigns may win the Rumble and win the title, but they might actually break their own stipulation and re-split the belt so that Daniel Bryan will have the World Heavyweight Championship on SmackDown, where they're planning, I've heard, to make him like the premier star of SmackDown and try and have two separate belts for two different shows again, and just have the higher belt, which Vince sees as the higher belt with Roman, and the lesser belt with Daniel.
You could do that. I mean, if you ask me, and nobody has, I would say go by your plan of making him the top star of SmackDown, but instead of splitting the titles, just do some sort of WrestleMania match where Daniel Bryan's in it, the Intercontinental and the U.S. titles are on the line, have him beat Wade Barrett or something like that, I don't know. Unify the titles, and that's your secondary title for SmackDown. Unify the secondary titles. We can talk more about this after the break. Observer Live, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. The New Day is in the ring right now for an elimination match with Tyson Kidd, Cesaro, and Adam Rose. That is kicking off right now on the WWE Network. We've been alerted, by the way, on Twitter that Booker T just put over Anthony Rumble Johnson and the Gustafson fight on the pre-show. It's interesting. And also, Yanni here notes that the crowd is filing into the building in Philadelphia right now for the Royal Rumble, a smattering of Dolph Ziggler and Yes Chance.
Wait so, a second, Yanni is there?
Not that Yanni.
Oh, okay.
Do you know, Mike, I don't want to derail this show or anything like that, but I once dated a girl in high school who loved Yanni. For those
Did
of you that remember,
love weed or what was the?
Nah, just loved Yanni. For those of you that remember Yanni, some of you older folks, and she once made me take her to a Yanni concert at the Gorge in George Washington, and I was like, oh my god, I gotta go to Yanni.
Ask you to grow your hair out and have one of those mustaches too, did she?
No, thankfully, my hair was already a reverse mullet, so I had enough problems. But anyway, I took her to this concert, and I gotta say, I was very impressed with Yanni's performance. Unlike
really?
John Jones and Gustafson, this dude, he had his tennis shoes on. You know, he had his Yanni outfit, but he was wearing tennis shoes. And this dude ran back and forth. This guy had better cardio than anybody in the WWE right now, including Dolph Ziggler. Just ran back and forth, jumped, sang his songs. This is very impressive physical performance by Yanni. And he's probably getting up there in years at the time, so...
See, I was more of a John Tesh fan just because he did the NBA on NBC theme.
I should disconnect you right now. But instead, I'm going to go to the phones.
It's a great theme.
On the air. Who is this and where are you calling from? I don't want to hear about John Tesh on this program. Go ahead, caller.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hi. Yeah, this is Todd in the UK, yeah.
What's up?
Oh yeah, so I was just worried about where Daniel Bryan might end up if The Rock is there, because I kind of had this hope that they'd somehow get him in there with Brock Lesnar, a bit like Mike, by either, I don't know, Lesnar, maybe Cena was going to pin Rollins and Lesnar would go crazy and then Bryan would come out and save him and then Brock would chuck Bryan out of the Rumble or something. But and then if they're going to set up Rock and Brock, I don't know where that would leave Bryan. That's my worry, I guess.
Yeah, I have absolutely no idea, but there's always that part of me that thinks last year, everybody, it was not supposed to be Daniel Bryan in the main event. It was supposed to be Daniel Bryan versus Sheamus. And there's always that part of me that thinks, well, they're hell or high water. They're doing Daniel Bryan versus Sheamus, and maybe that's what we'll get this year.
Well, Batista and Orton is obviously the biggest match in the history of the world, so maybe they'll still pull that one off.
Hey, that's right. We still haven't got the biggest. Maybe that's Cowboy Stadium, the biggest match of all time. Randy Orton versus Dave Batista. That's all we need. All right, well, listen, I want to thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate a call from the UK, everybody. Should note that a lot of people seem to be having, I shouldn't say a lot of people, this happens every time there's a show, but a couple of people are having problems getting on the network right now. I'm having no problems whatsoever on my Apple TV. Been told that everybody is chanting like crazy for Antonio Cesaro. So again, last night on Observer Radio, Dave was talking about how Roman Reigns had not been booed yet, and he's right. But I'm thinking this may be the night. It's
Don't
Rumble
tempt
season.
Philadelphia fans.
It's Philadelphia. It's the hardcores heading to WrestleMania.
Oh, by the way, apparently this match is not an elimination match anymore.
What?
Apparently not.
It was an elimination match as of yesterday.
I saw a tweet from Joe Gagne. I see another one from Lance Storm now. I guess maybe they maybe they were giving them more time. I don't know. It's only 7:30 right now on the East Coast, so I don't know what this means.
Amazing. All right, to the phones. You are on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
John from Arkansas. How's it going, boys?
How's it going with you? You're over your illness.
Yes, I'm over my illness. I'm sitting here having a nice Jack and Coke while I watch Cesaro and Tyson on the pre-show here.
Now, I know you're a man of luxury items. Is this regular Jack Daniels, or did you spring for like Jack Daniels single barrel or Gentleman Jack because it's a special Royal Rumble day?
Just the standard. We went standard.
He has the hardcore stuff in the back for after the Royal Rumble ends.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, in case I need to drown my disappointment.
My God, Adam Rose, by the way, is outside the ring, and he's got a feathered boa on. And for all the world, he looked like Roman Reigns for a second there.
But by the way, Cesaro's got a brass ring club shirt. I didn't know he had that.
About that. All right, John, go ahead. Sorry to distract you.
Yeah, he's had one of those for quite a while now. He's also channeling his inner Hollywood Hogan there. I wonder if we're going to see an appearance from the inimitable one there on the show tonight. I'm sure that several legends have been piped in up there. My question is, if they've blown a whole bunch of folks up there for this, how are they going to get them home if this weather goes to crap?
Hey, that's the concern. The concern is not so much getting in, it's getting out. And apparently there is a storm about to hit Philadelphia later on this evening. And then there's going to be the storms coming up that might cause problems in Hartford and Boston. So as noted at the beginning of the show, I mean, one way or the other, there's going to be television the next 3 days. But how they get in and out and where it's going to be is anybody's guess at this point.
Yeah, I'm going to look at the weather right now, actually, for Philadelphia to see when this thing's coming through. Down, I'm about 2 hours south of Philadelphia, and we're going to get a lot of rain to start with. And I know it's going to get bad as things go on and into Tuesday in this area, if we're going to get anything at all. In fact, it's going to be mostly north of us. So I'll see when Philadelphia is really going to start getting pounded with this and whether they'd be actually able to make it out and to go to Hartford.
All right, John, go ahead.
I tell you, though, there are a lot of things that could happen tonight, but with The Rock and all this craziness that has recently sprung up, you said that there were up to three different scripts for the main event?
That was last week. Before we even knew about The Rock.
Oh, Lord. Who knows what's going to go on then? I'm just going to sit back and watch and see where we go. I mean, they can't possibly do anything too crazy.
Oh, yes, they can. You have that Jack and Coke handy, my friend, because you may need it by the end of the show. Who knows? Hey, listen, I would love for this show to be great. I say this every time. I would love for this show to be great. I hope this show is awesome. I hope the road to WrestleMania is amazing, and I hope WrestleMania blows the roof off all of San Jose, because I'm going, purely selfish reasons. But who knows? We've looked back since probably September now. The television has been very questionable. The crowds are apathetic. I mean, it's not my fault that I am going into this show with skepticism, and I sure hope that it's great. Mike,
Hold on,
the weather Brian, report.
I'm trying to put the map in motion right now to figure out when this thing is going to get bad.
Oh, my God. Technology. Don't you have the weather channel?
Well, that's what I'm doing, actually, here.
I see.
Again, I'm trying to put this radar here into motion. And again, it doesn't look like it's going to be bad enough to stop anybody from getting out. There could be delays. In fact, there probably will be delays, but I don't think they're going to have that big of an issue getting out. It's just getting more so going to be on Tuesday.
Mandy Leon is in the front row with the Rosebuds tonight.
Really?
That's right.
Instantly, this match got better.
I don't see the bunny. He's still missing. After he
Maybe Todd Martin killed the bunny.
I laughed so hard, by the way, speaking of Todd's, when I believe Dave said that the odd man out on SmackDown was Todd Phillips. I'm pretty sure it's Tom Phillips, isn't it?
It is Tom Phillips, yes.
This poor guy. They go out of their way to make these men generic. Rest of the card here tonight, we're going to be kicking off after the what was supposed to be an elimination match, but is now just a tag team match. We've got the Ascension against the New Age Outlaws on the show tonight. Paige and Natalya will be facing the Bella Twins. We have the Usos against the Miz and Mizdow. Lesnar, Cena, and Rollins in a triple threat for the WWE World Heavyweight title, as well as the 30-man over-the-top Battle Royal. Two men enter, one man finishes. 2015 Royal Rumble match. Who will be the man heading into WrestleMania? And any moment now, we should be getting updates here on some of the odds. And I guess we'll see if there have been any swings. But still, The Rock is going to be there on the program tonight. That is already being hyped up on WWE.com for those of you that have tuned in late. And probably some other surprises as well in the Royal Rumble match, as we still have a lot of names that have not officially been announced. To the phones, you are on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
David from Tacoma.
David, what's up?
Oh, nothing much. I just wanted to thank you guys. I love your guys' show, and you guys are always great on everybody.
Well, thank you.
I have a prediction for the Royal Rumble. I think Seth Rollins is going to win the championship, and Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose are both going to win the Royal Rumble. So they have the whole Shield going at the for the.
So the Royal the main event for WrestleMania would be all of the Shield versus each other for the title.
Yes, I think that mix. I know it doesn't make a good thing, but I think Vince will try to do something.
Well, I was told. First off, I want to thank you very much for the call. I was told that Reigns versus Rollins is not the WrestleMania main event. Make of that what you will. But I did just think, Mike, that something they could do that nobody has even talked about is the idea of doing a disputed finish in the main event of the three-way. Perhaps two men pin one, and then we don't know who is going to WrestleMania until Fastlane when they must face off. That is a possibility. We got a lot of different things we could talk about. We'll talk about more after the break and take your calls, 855-478-4478. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. And the opening match of the Royal Rumble pay-per-view is over. The New Day going down to Cesaro, Tyson Kidd, and Adam Rose. Tyson Kidd pinned Kofi Kingston. Great finishing sequence for that match there. And the Rosebuds were so happy. And when the Rosebuds are happy, I'm happy, Mike.
I don't blame you at all. Mandy Leon was so happy she was jumping up and down. So
I believe she was jumping up and down the whole match from what
that's
investigated.
She was extra happy, though, with the win of those three.
That's right. Six matches left, everybody. Royal Rumble, we still don't know what the order of entry is going to be for that particular match right there because it changes.
Yeah, do they just hand out, see, it just kills the whole the old gimmick they would have of guys pulling the balls out of the tumbler and Ted DiBiase wanting to buy a new number and guys trying to trade and things like that. If all these mystery guys were in there, are they just called and said, okay, this is your number, get to Gorilla?
I don't know, but I do know this, that the Royal Rumble has been given over an hour of time on the show tonight, and so that's not a spoiler, nor is it a spoiler that the main event has been given a significant amount of time, the three-way for the championship as well. But going an hour plus means maybe they're going to be doing those two-minute intervals this time.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's when did they... They cut it back, didn't they? When was the 40-person
Well, here's what happened. They had a 40-person rumble. I think they cut it back. They've had years where they've gone 90 seconds in between. But the reality is, if you actually sit there with a stopwatch, which nobody in the world does except Dave Meltzer, you will find that the times are random. People come out when it's time for them to come out, not when it's time for them to come out. If that
either
makes sense.
45 seconds or 90 seconds, whatever they need, that's when they're coming.
Or whenever a big spot happens, it leads to them coming out. That's normally the way that they do it. So we'll see what goes on the Rumble tonight. Have that stopwatch handy if you want to have some fun. So there you go. Have you had any problems with the show yet, Mike? I've getting more people on Twitter telling me they're having problems watching the show on the network.
Maybe I'm screwing it up for everybody, because in the other room, I know my son is watching the stream, and that is fine. And I actually put the stream on the iPad and the on my phone at the same time, just to see if I was going to have any problems. And I have not had problem one. So I'm killing the bandwidth for everybody else, I guess. I'll turn two of these off.
That's right. Somebody, by the way, has noted here that Austin is going to do a podcast again on the network with Triple H as his guest this time. If anybody can confirm that, let me know. Is that an official announcement, or are you asking a question? That's what I would like to know here, because Austin's first podcast with Vince McMahon was great, and I can imagine that a podcast with Triple H would be entertaining as well. The rest of the show here, as we've noted, is up and available, and earlier today we ran over some of the odds for the show. I have not seen any new updated odds for the Royal Rumble, so I guess everything is as it is. And tomorrow, of course, we've got Raw. Last year, Raw was the... got a very weird typo here on the main event. I don't even know what this means. Or on the front page of our own website. I love typos on the front page of our website here. Somehow, WWE Network Schedule N and then capital W-E-T. I don't know. I can't crack the code here. Maybe somebody else can for me. But anyway, tomorrow's Raw. And last year, Raw was the biggest Raw of the year, I believe. The Raw after the Royal Rumbler was up a lot. And I guess we'll see what they do tomorrow. Mike, do you think The Undertaker is coming back? Mike, are you there? Oh, man. Apparently when Mike was talking about disconnecting everything in his house, he disconnected himself. So we will try to get him back on the program. If you want to give us a call tonight, 855-478-4478 is the phone number. Let's go to the phones. You are on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
This is Daryl from Tommy Dreamer's hometown, Yonkers, New York.
From Yonkers, New York, you say?
Yes.
All right, what's going on?
All right, first of all, I did see the New Japan show that you raved about so much late Friday night at 2 in the morning. It was worth it, though.
It was worth it.
It was very much worth it, yes. And then the following morning, I saw... TNA's greatest matches on Destination America was Samoa Joe. And it seems like they did the exact reverse thing that New Japan did. Like, they showed, in New Japan, they showed these matches, these series of matches in a chronological order and in a...
The person whom you're trying to reach is currently unavailable.
Sorry about that. That was Semper Vivi attempting to reconnect. Go ahead.
Okay. Like I said, in New Japan, they showed these, when you take episode 1 to episode 3, they showed these series of matches in a chronological order and in an increase in quality, in my opinion. But with TNA, with that Samoa Joe special, they did the exact reverse. They showed three matches, which even weren't his greatest matches, and the last one they showed was with Sting with Victory Road 2009, which you've said a lot about. And it just puzzles me how they did that.
Which match was that? Refresh my memory.
Victory Road 2009, Sting and Samoa Joe. That same pay-per-view with minus 5 stars, Charmel, Jenna.
My God. I don't even remember the main event. My brain shut off after Charmel and Jenna Maraska.
Yeah, it was that pay-per-view.
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to really watch any of the Destination. I know they've done a lot of marathons. They're doing a lot of best ofs and that sort of thing. And I don't know. I mean, it could be comps that they've put together that they're airing, or maybe it's just they've tasked somebody to just find a bunch of matches and put a special together. But I think that they're probably better Samoa Joe matches than the ones it sounds like they put on there.
Oh, absolutely. I was watching it and like, these aren't even... the three best matches he's ever had. But
did they show did they show all of the angle matches? None of the angle matches? How did they do that?
None of them. The first one was Joe versus the Pope. The second one was Joe versus Chris Daniels. And the third one was Joe versus Sting. No angle matches.
Joe versus the Pope? Was that even any good?
The memorable spot of the match where he was, where Joe pulled, this was lockdown 2010, Joe pulled Pope's briefs down, exposing his bare behind, and at one point he had his face right up against it. It was uncomfortable for us all, but that was the most memorable of that match.
Literally off the top of my head, I can tell you Joe versus Angle 1, Joe versus Angle 2, and then Joe versus Daniels versus Low Key, which I believe they also did twice, all of which are better than any of the matches that you named.
I have no idea who's putting that show together, but whatever. But another thing I wanted to talk about. Obviously, I want for WrestleMania Daniel Bryan versus Brock Lesnar. I don't even care if it's for a title. All I want, this is my dream scenario. I want them to pair them up at WrestleMania, and then I want the two of them to look at Nakamura and Ibushi from Wrestle Kingdom 9. I want them to look at each other and say, let's top that. Let's hit each other in the face really hard. Let's stretch each other really hard. Let's throw each other really hard. And you don't even really need to sell me a story. There's no titles behind it. That would be enough to sell me on that match.
Well, first off, I want to thank you very much for the call. I think that if the two of them get put together in a match, I think it's probably a pretty safe bet that Daniel Bryan is going to be watching a bunch of Ibushi matches because he's a huge New Japan fan. But I don't know if you're going to be able to sit Brock down in front of a computer and have him watch anything from New Japan World. Mike, are you back?
I am indeed.
What happened? You shut off the wrong deal, it sounds like.
Apparently, I don't know what that was, but a little blip there. But that's what I get for bragging about the power of my internet, is everything would go down at once, although just Skype did, so I don't know.
All right, to the phones. You are on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Josh in Nashville.
Josh in Nashville, what's happening?
Oh, not a lot, man. Did you ever find Mike again? I was going to make a comment about boxing.
Mike is here. He is ready to go as my WWE network is crashing. Go ahead, Mike.
What's up?
Hey, Mike, just a quick question for you, man. Did you happen to get a chance to see the Deontay Wilder fight last week?
You know, I still have not seen that yet. I am so backed up, although I guess after last night, from what I heard, I can skip Rios and Alvarado. But, yeah, I heard it was a real slobber knocker of a heavyweight title fight and that Wilder looked really good.
Yeah, he did. He went 12 rounds. He looked really good. And I haven't really heard anybody talk about this. I thought you might have brought it up last week. But I wanted to get your opinion and see – who do you think he should fight next? He wants to fight Klitschko, obviously, to unify the belts. Klitschko is having his first stateside match since 2008. That's going to be in April against Jennings. He probably should walk through that one. But I think Wilder versus Tyson Fury would be probably one of the more interesting matchups. And I think this is finally a really good year for heavyweight boxing. And one other comment I want to make. Last night, Dan Henderson, yikes. Guy needs to go away.
Oh, man. Too old.
Oh, goodness. Do you guys think that maybe UFC keeps him under contract because that way it just keeps him from going to Bellator and having a fight with Ortiz? That's the only reason.
Let me get this out of the way first. I think Wilder can thump Fury. I'll say this. I think it's if they're willing to pay the money and he's willing to travel, because I think that fight would actually do better as far as if he gets a deal cut in the UK, just because of who Tyson Fury is. You do it over here, it's still going to be, you know, unfortunately, it's going to be what it's going to be when it comes to the heavyweight division right now in boxing. It's a tough road to hoe. But I wouldn't mind seeing that fight at all. I don't think any of those guys have got a good shot against Klitschko, but you know, unfortunately, the division is what it is. It's been a little bit more exciting with Stavern and Wilder and Fury and Povetkin and some other things, but it's still not the best case scenario right now when it comes to the division. When it comes to Dan Henderson, you know, if I'm UFC, I keep him under contract just to keep him away from anybody else, because no matter what anybody says about Dan Henderson being done, that is not going to prevent Bellator or anyone else from signing him on. And he believes he can still fight. So, you know, he's going to fight. And if I'm the UFC, I think I try to talk to him and maybe give him one. Or I guess if he's going to have one or two fights, great. But you make it against guys that frankly, he should kill. I hate to say it, but you know, if he is going to fight again, you do have to dumb it down as much as you possibly can. But if I'm UFC, I try to keep him under contract and give him some sort of position inside the company or just some sort of role, because they don't want to let him go somewhere else. But with that said, you know, he really shouldn't be fighting either, I don't think, anymore.
Dude, Bellator is signing anybody with a pulse at this point. Literally,
yeah, I mean, with
anybody
Slice
with a
and
pulse.
Else.
Yeah, Kimbo, they went after Crow Cop, and as soon as they went after Crow Cop, UFC signed Crow Cop.
That's
Mirko
nuts.
Crow Cop, everybody.
It's 2004 all over again.
Mirko Crow Cop.
When did he knock out Yuji Nagata and really make his name and came over from K1? That was like 2001?
It may have been 2000 and none, if I recall correctly. It was
Jeez.
A long time ago. But yes, there is a war going on, and I don't see them. First off, I just don't see them cutting Dan Henderson. I mean, he's the kind of guy where I see them giving him some sort of job for life. But the problem is, he was so adamant last night when the fight was over.
Yeah.
I'm not done. I'm going to keep fighting. I'll fight right now. This guy I don't know what you do with the guy. He's almost certainly probably going to end up somewhere fighting long after he should, but we're going to head to a break. When we come back, more Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. We are back here for the final segment of the show. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We're joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Couple of last-minute notes here. Can confirm that there is a Steve Austin podcast on the WWE Network February 2nd, immediately after Raw, with Triple H on as his guest. So you can all look forward to that on February 2nd. That is next Monday night. That'll be yours, Mike, to take care of that night. So hopefully it's very interesting. And as well, a couple of notes. Apparently they've announced in commentary that the championship match is going to go on last at the Royal Rumble here tonight, which means that we're going to know the Royal Rumble winner before we know who the champion is going into WrestleMania. I'm not sure exactly why they have made that decision. Maybe they figure fans might boo Roman Reigns less if he wins before they knew who's going on to Mania than vice versa. I don't know. Or more likely, they just have a very, very big angle plan for the three-way championship match, and that's why it's closing out the show. Don't forget, if you love this program and you've loved the last 9 straight days of Wrestling Observer Live, I am back later on tonight with 2 more shows only for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com. I'll be up with Vinny and maybe some special guests after the Royal Rumble. We'll talk all about the show, every match, the road to Mania, everything. And then later on, I'll be joined by Dave Meltzer, also talking all of the news in wrestling and mixed martial arts, plus the Royal Rumble, WrestleMania, any news we have very late this evening, and more. So every day this week, again, I will be up only for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com. Sign up today. You will not regret it. The best pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. Thanks, everybody, for the past week, all of the callers, everybody at Sports Byline USA, Mike, as always, and we will be back next week with more Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Enjoy the Rumble.